This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote. On the eve of the G7 summit in Britain, U.S. President Joe Biden announced his administration is donating 500 million doses of the Pfizer vaccine for 92 low- and middle-income countries. Biden said the donation, which was the first announced on Wednesday, will be made with no strings attached. The U.S. president's announcement comes a day before the start of Friday's G7 summit, beginning a meeting of the world's most advanced democracies in Cornwall. Biden said on Friday, G7 nations will be announcing the full scope of the group's commitment. Prior to his vaccine announcement, Biden on Thursday met with British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, agreeing on a new Atlantic charter modeled on a statement by then British Prime Minister Winston Churchill and then U.S. President Franklin D. Roosevelt in 1941 to promote democracy and free trade. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says there will be further study on reports of heart inflammation than young men and teens who have gotten COVID vaccinations. Officials say the reports are rare, and it's not yet clear if the heart inflammation they're seeing in males ages 16 to 24 is being caused by the shots. Most of the patients have fully recovered. The Centers for Disease Control is still urging people to get these shots. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown via remote. This is VOA News.